Bosch and Marsh back for another really good episode.
It's actually our first episode, Marsh.
It is our first posted one. We've recorded multiple.
Yeah, we've got some
good ones stored up for, you know,
content in the draft, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have some for, you know, in case you get coronavirus and they're sick, you got to still post for all our listeners.
Yeah. Coronavirus is the big news lately.
That is true.
The breaking news we've just heard is that there's been a cure found that's proven to work.
Yeah, it is a proven cure. If you know how cherry tomatoes are green before they turn red?
Yeah.
Yeah, most are, right?
Just about all of them.
Just about all of them, unless there's something wrong with
before
them.
Before they ripen up and turn red. Yeah. That's what ripening is.
So, if you eat those,
it actually... rub into the skin.
Yes. It does cure the virus. One of my friends actually got the virus about a couple weeks ago and immediately started eating green cherry tomatoes. And just like magic, about 10 days later, the cherry tomatoes fixed him up like a boss.
Yeah, all symptoms left him. Speak up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we need our viewers to hear. Our listeners to hear.
I'm sure they're very engaged. Anyway, we are hearing that there's been a run on the tomatoes in the store, so if you want to start growing them yourself, they knock the virus out in, I think
it's between a week and two weeks.
A week and 2 weeks, yeah. All symptoms will leave you.
Yeah, it's good too, and I think that the CDC even, you know, was aware of this. And if you eat cherry tomatoes right away, they said 14 days and you're good to go back into public. I think it's longer if you don't eat them. You can check with the CDC on that one. Obviously, I'm not a health official.
Yeah, we don't pretend to be. We're just telling you what we hear off the daily news.
Mm-hmm. But also, if you're Canadian, you don't need to worry about that anyway. Because Canadians can't contract the virus.
Canada isn't real.
Oh, you're right. Which means Canadians aren't a thing.
Canadians can't contract it.
Because Canadians aren't real.
It's like, yeah, Canadians don't exist. I thought we went over that before we started.
Well, I do think we went over it, but I kind of forgot. Or I just, you know, I've always grown up thinking that Canadians exist.
Well, I think it's a myth. Otherwise, they probably would have landed on the moon.
But the moon's not real.
Well, I would argue that point.
You think the moon is real?
I do.
Why do you think the moon is real?
Well, because I can see it up there.
Viewers, can you see the moon in our video? Nope. Moon's
not
real.
Must not be there.
I agree. I, you know, we're outside right now. I'm looking around. I don't see the moon, no matter how much I try.
Well, naturally, I don't think they could have landed on it, because it's about the size of a golf ball. But I do think it's up there.
So you think the moon is up there, but it's the size of a golf ball?
Well, you just look at it, hold up a golf ball next to it.
I always held up a raisin.
A raisin? I held up cherry tomatoes until they became too valuable to not bother eating.
You can't waste cherry tomatoes these days, not with the virus and all.
You really can't. It's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
Speaking of the virus, I see some bats flying around.
Oh yeah, did you hear that bats do carry the virus? There was a brownie that actually tested positive in, where was that in? Zimbabwe?
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. It was in Bangladesh. The brownie tested positive, and the zookeeper actually had already fed the brownie to the bats before the positive test result came back. Mm-hmm. So there are bats now. It has spread very quickly. If you get bit by a bat, you probably are going to contract rabies and the coronavirus at once.
It's likely. Especially if you already had symptoms of the virus, it's very likely that the bite from the bat will accelerate those symptoms and you will continue having them.
Unless you eat cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes, yeah, they'll eliminate the virus in less than 2 weeks in most cases.
In most cases. Occasionally it doesn't work, you just maybe got a bad batch of cherry tomatoes. But it is proven to work.
It is indeed.
Unless you're on the fake moon, which isn't real.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced. I think we'll have to address that in its own episode. But
so if you believe there's a moon...
Maybe we'll bring in a scientist soon.
I'm assuming you are aware that the Earth is flat, right?
I am, yeah. That goes
without
saying.
That's fact.
That's just one of those facts that's commonly thought to be a myth.
Yeah, I don't understand it. People are like, the Earth is round. I'm like, you know, I'm walking and I know I'm going straight. It's very flat.
I've walked very far and I haven't... I mean, it doesn't, you walk straight. It's not like you're walking up and down a hill. It's not curved. It's,
I mean, you have some hills, but they always go back.
They always go back. Yeah, try driving across the country. It's not like you're going up on a roller coaster and back.
No, it's not. I went to the beach one time. Have you ever been to the beach?
I have.
And you can look out there and you can see where the earth ends because the water stops. That's where it drops down.
Yeah.
And it's basically like a big waterfall. That,
well, what they've explored like 7% of the ocean, which I think just goes to show that the other 93% is just not there.
That is true.
Because I mean, if they can't go any far, like, what do they think? Like, if they can get to 7% of it, but not the rest, I mean, that kind of,
it just shows that there isn't.
If you can't get a boat there, then it just not.
It doesn't exist.
Common sense, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So, the fact that some people think the Earth is round just mind-boggles me.
Mind-boggling.
Oh, bosh. The ignorant people in this world.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. Bryce Long is one of those ignorant chaps.
We have some clips from Bryce that we may insert into this episode, or if not, you'll hear from him in the next few, so make sure you come back and listen to those.
I think we should definitely post, maybe later, that one between Bryce and special guest David. They really went at it. We'll post that. It's a good 15-20 minutes long.
It was an excellent episode. One of our best. Actually, our only so far.
Well, we had that other one, but you deleted it.
I didn't delete it.
There was some copyrighted music
it
in there.
It was technical difficulties.
Yes. We got shut down by the WHO and the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump. He personally came and knocked on my door and told me I had to remove the episode. It was violating some privacy guidelines. I think I may have referred to Trump's underwear, and he said that that's a private fact. So he did come knock on my door, and I was very respectful. I took down the episode. We did delete it.
If you're lucky enough to get in quick enough and hear it, you should consider yourself lucky. You're one of, I think, maybe 700 people listened to it before we had to take it down.
Yeah, so most of our 30,000
followers
didn't get the
pleasure.
No. But it's a pretty small ratio, honestly.
It is a small ratio. Especially when you've got a bigger channel as we do.
Yeah, no, it's growing daily. At that point, that was 6 weeks ago, and we had 30,000. I think we're up to, like, almost a million at this point, honestly.
I think so.
And, well, you know, a few faithful fans who you call in every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping to bring one in today, but he seems to be otherwise occupied.
I think he's eating his dinner.
That is likely.
It is, it's 8:13 right now. By the way, is there such a thing as time zones? Why don't we have minute time zones?
Well, it's an unfortunate result of people who believe that the Earth is round. Because on a flat Earth, there's no need for time zones, or even time, really.
There is no time.
Time is just just something thought up by round earthers, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Marsh is yawning.
Marsh yawned.
Marsh yawned. Yeah, time is a joke. The earth is flat. Cherry tomatoes heal COVID in 10 days, 10 to 14 days usually. Some cases, if you eat enough cherry tomatoes, you don't ever even show symptoms.
Agreed. Especially if you, it's really a lifestyle. If you devote yourself to growing cherry tomatoes in such a sense that that's your, like, if you don't have contact with other people because you're so involved with cherry tomatoes, the likelihood of you contracting the virus is next to none. So essentially, if you,
It's less than none.
If you entirely devote your life to the growing of tomatoes, remove all human interaction, then you have absolutely no chance of catching the virus because you're immune, essentially.
Yeah, it's almost like you're not living anymore.
Almost, but you are.
It's an interesting concept to think about it.
It's almost like, it's like the Canadian conundrum, because people believe they're there. We have flags, we see occasional pictures, but we don't.
I've seen pictures too. I can't tell any difference in, how can you say that picture's of a Canadian? I could take a picture of you right now and say he's Canadian.
That's true.
Which is a lie.
Which I think, yeah, that's the issue. It's technology which has made it a lot easier to believe in the reality of Canadians, but...
The unreality,
that's a better way to
put it. If that's a word. We'll make it a word.
I don't think that's a word. It's a new word.
It's a new word. Bosch and Marsh with a new word. That's what we should name this episode. Yeah. If we can figure out special effects, or if our sound guy can. Well, see, our sound guy is down with the virus. He's chugging those cherry tomatoes. Mm-hmm. He should be good within the next 6 days. He says he's already feeling better, but we're just waiting for that, you know, cherry tomato quarantine period. Mm-hmm. Anyways, our sound guy's out. So we're trying to figure out the special effects ourselves.
So if we get it figured out, then you'll have already heard it, which is kind of weird, because right now you're thinking back to your past.
Did I hit that? That was
nice.
Yeah, I think that's what that was, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, say something.
Something.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Out of the flag.
Yeah, I flagged you.
Oh.
Anyway, we thought we'd keep this one short and sweet, but get chowing on those cherry tomatoes.
That is the lesson of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll certainly try and get some callers in and add some depth to our podcast. I understand we came on pretty heavy with that, the facts there.
Yeah.
That's probably going to cause some controversy, so if you're not a big fan of that, I would stay off Facebook.
Or just give us a call, honestly. We'd love to talk through it with you on a live podcast.
Give us a call in.
Yep. All right. Thanks for listening. Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Bye-bye.